Second and goal from the 10 for the Tigers. Ball in the middle of the field. Brown, play action. Looks across the middle. Complete. Touchdown! Camden Brown! Touchdown, Auburn!
Camden Brown been waiting for his opportunity. Hadn't had much chance in these first two games. Has stayed patient, continued to work his butt off in practice. You saw a great accurate throw right there by Hank Brown. Sucking up the linebacker, throwing that glance post behind it. Great focus by Camden Brown to bring that ball in for a touchdown for Auburn.
Hank Brown, War Eagle, your first start, four touchdown passes. What are your thoughts on the way that you and Auburn played tonight?
I believe that it was a great debut and just, you know, exciting game. Put up a lot of points, but I don't believe that I played my best brand of football. I think that there's a lot of room to grow, and I'm excited to get in the film room tomorrow and, you know, watch it and grow from it. So, you know, one thing that our QB coach always says is, you know, when watching film, don't allow mistakes to happen over and over again. So, you know, I'm excited to be able to get in the film room and look at the mistakes that I made and be able to clean them up for next week.
Nine straight completions in the second half. What was working? What allowed you to have so much success in those second half drives?
Yeah, you know, I think one, you know, our playmakers just being able to get open and, you know, win on their DBs was a huge factor in that. And, you know, obviously also the coaches putting me in good situations to be able to make those completions are the second thing. And so, you know, I think another one is just not getting greedy and come back down to my checkdowns. So I think those three things are the main things that allowed me to go on that little run there.
What was it like, the build up? You find out later in the week that you're going to be starting. How did that, if at all, did it change the butterflies, the approach? What was this day like for you?
Yeah, you know, obviously there was a lot going on this week, and, you know, finding out different times and, you know, knowing I'm starting, going into this game. And so there was a lot of, you know, things that play a role, obviously, in my mental stability. But, you know, I always say I don't understand how people can play this game, specifically at the quarterback position, and not being grounded in their faith. And so I think that's one thing for me that, you know, I just cling to in moments like this, just being able to sit in time and be in God's presence and be able to sit in prayer with him and constant communication with him even throughout the game. So, you know, I'm a man of my faith and I love to stay grounded through that.
Rain tonight, sometimes light, sometimes heavy. How did that affect passing the ball?
Yeah, you know, I think towards the end of the second quarter when it started pouring down, it was hard to get my grip, which was unfortunate. That's something I need to work on, is being able to throw when the ball is wet. But, you know, coming out in the second half with it being with the rain stopping, you know, it was good being able to, like you said, go nine completions in a row. But, you know, one thing I try not to let the circumstances of the game affect how I play and just continue to go out there and do what I do without the external circumstances playing a factor.
You threw on the run some tonight. That's a part of your arsenal. Has that always been a tool in your bag?
For sure. I love getting on the move and being able to kind of get in my rhythm that way. So, you know, we had talked about that, and I love getting on the move a little bit.
And lastly, SEC play next week, Arkansas Razorbacks coming to town. Just a quick thought on the Southeastern Conference opener.
I'm really excited. You know, I love competition, and obviously, specifically, you know, better competition. And so I'm just excited to get into this SEC play and go out there and, you know, prepare for Arkansas this week and get after them.
All right, Hank Brown, congrats on the win in your first start as an Auburn Tiger War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Brad, let's send it back to you. Jaron Thompson, we'll start with the interception. Auburn's been looking for some takeaways. You got one tonight, and what an effort it was. What was your view of that play?
It was a good play drawn up by Coach Dirk. Everybody pretty much did a job. We got pressure on the quarterback, and he threw me a ball that I made a play on, and that's what just happened. Everybody doing the job.
Initially ruled an incompletion, but you knew you had it, right?
I knew I had it from the start. It was in my hands.
They gained some yards. It was tough to get pressure on that quarterback because the ball came out quickly, plus he was elusive. What challenges did he present?
Exactly what he puts on film. He's that type of scrambling around quarterback that's trying to just make plays for his teammates. So that was our game plan, disrupt him And we knew that if we can disrupt him, it would be a good challenge.
What is it like when Antonio later gets an interception, when the defense, y'all aren't shy about showing your emotion when a big play happens? How important is that? How much of that is a part of defense?
Yeah, it just shows you how much you love the game, and especially when you're doing it with your brothers and people that you grind hard with. You got to celebrate and show emotion. Just having fun. That was part of the game, pretty much.
When you look back on this game, what are things that you and the defense want to improve on?
Starting faster. I feel like it took us to the second half to actually lock in on our keys and just be more disciplined. I think we can work on just being more disciplined and actually focus on the little things that lead to big things later on.
And lastly, we'll look ahead to next week. The Arkansas Razorbacks coming to town. SEC opener. Your thoughts?
I'm just excited. I can show everybody what this team is capable of. Let's get it. War Eagle.
All right, Jaron Thompson, War Eagle. Brad, we'll send it back to you.
From the left hash. Fairweather goes in motion to the Auburn boundary. Brown drops, throws right up the middle. Jarquez Hunter, he dives into the end zone. Touchdown, Auburn! 14 yards, Hank Brown to Jarquez Hunter.
Jarquez Hunter, touchdown rushing, touchdown receiving tonight. Let's start out and shout out your offensive line. What kind of room did they give you to operate?
The offensive line, they've been doing a great week of practice. We knew everything they was going to do before they did it. So I think they went out at practice and did very well, and they just instituted to the game. They did real well, making lanes for us running backs and just giving us lanes to execute.
Your ninth career 100-yard game. What did you see tonight? What allowed you to have that success in addition to the O-line?
I mean, I feel like I left a lot on the table. But the offensive line did their part, and they made holes in me and hit it. It's just little things I need to do to fix, and I could have a lot more.
How about your touchdown catch? You kind of sneak out of the backfield late there, and then you're all alone. What was your view of that play?
Yes, sir. I was really making sure the quarterback was protected before I got out, and then I just got out late, and then everybody was just back down. I just left me wide open. He dumped it down to me.
How much do you like when you get the ball and you have some grass there, and there's not seven people in your face like maybe on a run up the middle?
I mean, it's lovely when you just got grass and you can make room to do whatever you want.
And now the Arkansas Razorbacks come to town next week. The challenge of SEC play. What are your opening thoughts on playing in the Southeastern Conference next week?
I mean, next week we got to go out and just look at the details, things we need to work on going into next week, going into SEC play, because it's going to be better teams we got to play, and they're going to be more athletic, more challenging. We just got to execute it. We got to watch the film and do the corrections and see the things that we got to do to go against them and execute. And I think we just got to go out there, play as a team, play as one, and just dominate them. Each other.
And lastly, a lot of rain tonight absorbed by that field. I didn't see a ton of guys slipping around. How much did the rain, if at all, affect what you were able to do?
It's kind of hard. I mean, I can't blame it on the rain, but I had a drop, but that's not the rain fault. It's my fault. But it was kind of slippery, so it's kind of hard to make a hard cut because you might slide and slip. But I don't think it really affected anything in the run game.
I want to ask you one more, if I can, about Hank Brown, his first start. What did you see and what did you hear from him in the huddle, his presence and the way he operated?
I think he did real good on his first start. I mean, I think he executed well. I think he read the read keys well. I mean, you know, there's always room for improvement. I mean, he just get better every week. If it's him or if it's somebody else, he just got to improve every week. And I think he did a really great job.
All right, Jarquez, congratulations on the win and the big night. Enjoy this one, War Eagle.
Thank you, War Eagle.
All right, Brad, we'll send it back to you. All right, Dorian Mayusi, congratulations on the victory. What did you see out there tonight? What went into the victory tonight?
Honestly, the offense played really well tonight. The offense played amazing tonight. I feel like defense, we get the victory, we always celebrate wins, you know. But just as an athlete, as a competitor, you know, you always kind of, especially right after the game, you're always looking at the things you could have done better. And so that's kind of what's on my mind right now. I feel like we need to be more better communicators a little bit on the field, because that's where most of the mishaps happen. So I just feel like we need to get back with our guys and get better, honestly. But I'm really appreciative for the offense, what they did today.
Their quarterback got the ball out quickly, plus he was elusive. What challenges did he present for the defense?
I honestly give I give a kudos to the quarterback. He played really well. He's somebody who he gets the ball off fast. He's gonna look at his read and get the ball off fast. He's real elusive too. You know, you gotta I actually want to give a big shout out to Greg McConnell in practice. You know, he gave us a great look in preparation for this game today, and for the quarterback and for the type of look we're going to see. But yes.
It's an important role, obviously, to simulate that throughout the week.
It really is. No, it's a lot of times, throughout the season, he's the guy who expects to be playing. You know, he's here. He wants to get on scholarship. He's somebody who wants to have a role in this team that's you come here, that's greater than what he's doing right now. But, the amount of effort he put in to helping us this, he's a very big part for how we'll be able to contain the quarterback some today. Because we didn't even do it all the times, but he was an amazing part. You know, he played amazing. I look at the film in practice and all the guys on defense, we just dapped him up and gave him his hugs and his props after practice because, he did amazing. He did amazing.
You gave him a nice shout out there, so that's good to see. You finally got the defensive takeaways you've been looking for. How big were those?
Those are really big. That's something we pride ourselves on, is trying to win a turnover margin, and we've came up short the past 2 weeks, and so we just need to harp on it, especially when it's raining today. It's kind of expected. We need more shots at the ball, and we need to get balls out on fumbles. But the back end played amazing today. It was we call it peanut butter and jelly. You know what I'm saying? The defensive line, they go rush the quarterback. Oh, get the quarterback on one foot. Back end comes, picks the ball up. So peanut butter and jelly. You know how it goes.
There you go. Everybody likes a PBJ.
Everybody loves a peanut butter and jelly.
Lastly, SEC play next week. Arkansas coming to town. Everything increases. What are your thoughts about SEC play starting out?
When SEC play starts out, everything increases around you. The hype, everything around you increases. And the only thing that means has a direct correlation to us on the defense is coming closer together. We need to push each other more in practice. We need to just expect the best out of everybody. And it just pushes us to do better because we need to go out there and play our style of defense the way we need to play it.
Dorian, enjoy the win. Congratulations, War Eagle.
Thank you so much, War Eagle.
Brad, we'll send it back to you.
Second and 8 for the Tigers. From the left hash, play action, throw, pass complete inside the 20. Down the sideline, Rivaldo Fairweather, touchdown Auburn! 26 yards, Rivaldo Fairweather.
Auburn tight ends coach Ben Aiagamoa, congratulations. Your tight ends factored in the touchdowns tonight. A couple of touchdown passes for your guys. What did you see?
All week we challenged the guys to take pride in doing the dirty work. And when your number gets called, make the plays. And so I think the guys answered the bell tonight. I think we saw some physicality out of all the guys that played. So really proud of them, of taking pride in the dirty work. And then when their numbers got called tonight, they made the plays. So really proud of the room, proud of the way that they showed up today. Had a great week of practice. So,
how about a Micah's touchdown catch?
I love it. You know what I mean? All week in practice, it was covered, but great job by Hank by finding his outlet. And good job by Micah, running to get open, because we never threw that route in practice. And then I just reminded those guys, hey, this thing may come open, just run the route, and if he finds you, he finds you. So I'm really proud of him. I just told him, it's your time to grow up, and he had a great week of practice, and he deserved it, and just so proud of the work that he's putting in.
And Rivaldo, we've seen him do that before, and when he catches the ball, and he's got room to run, he's not going to get caught very often.
No, sir, he's not. And again, with him, I challenged him this week. Coach Freeze challenged him. Coach Nix challenged him. Man, go do the dirty work, and when your number gets called, and that's what happened. Really proud of the way that he played, caught the ball and drop step and make somebody miss. And like you said, when he gets in the open field, it's hard to catch him.
Let's look ahead briefly to next week and the start of SEC play. What are you anticipating when the Arkansas Razorbacks come to Jordan-Hare?
Just a physical team. Always playing in this league, it's going to be a battle. We just got to go to practice and go to work. And no matter who it is, we just got to continue to play against the Auburn Tigers, take care of our business. And again, man, just lock into what we got to do. They're a good football team. They got a really good D-line. But we got to, again, answer the bell and go and, SEC plays SEC play. So we got to show up and go be physical and do what we got to do.
Coach, enjoy the win, War Eagle.
War Eagle, thank you.
Brad, we'll send it back to you.
Dampier from the gun. Sends a man in motion. That's Weissong. He looks that way. He throws, and it's intercepted at the 15-yard line. near side. Antonio Kite with Auburn's second interception of the night, and there's a flag down.
Auburn assistant coach Josh Aldridge, you bent a little bit, but you didn't break, and that quarterback was elusive, and he got the ball out quickly. But how did you assess the defensive performance tonight?
Yeah, I mean, I think huge thing is we got to get off the field on third down. You know, we did a better job in the second half, but in the first half we let them get out on third down and even gave up some second longs, which I feel is like third down. You know, our plan was to, you know, drop eight a lot and, you know, kind of keep eyes on him. And I thought we did a good job with that. He just found some windows, you know, with some quick throws and things like that. And we'll watch the film and get that corrected. But proud of the resiliency of our guys, and had some guys step up there down the stretch that it was some of their third or fourth game at playing for Auburn. So that's nice to see when those young guys make plays. And so we'll just keep chopping away as we start SEC play.
Getting turnovers has been a point of emphasis tonight. You're finally able to get a couple of takeaways. How big was that?
It was big. You know, we affected the quarterback on both of them, I think, that caused him to throw those. So for my room specifically, I was excited for that. And then for our DBs, you know, I think that's going to give them a lot of confidence moving forward.
You talked about SEC play and the challenge that comes with Arkansas next week. I know that all the focus has been on New Mexico, but if you could look ahead a little bit to the SEC play and the challenge that comes next Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're just going to be playing teams that are a lot deeper than what we've been playing against, right? So, in turn, we've got to be deeper. We've got to have guys step up and play more plays in those games because it's going to be a slugfest every week. You know, I know Arkansas has some new coordinator and things like that, so they're going to have a great plan, and we're excited about it being here in Jordan-Hare.
All right, War Eagle. Coach Josh Aldridge will let you enjoy the win.
Thank you, sir. War Eagle.
Four-point game at the half. Auburn with the lead, outscored New Mexico 28-6 in the second quarter. Auburn scored a touchdown on every offensive drive the final one when it just took a knee at the end of this one tonight. Two head coaches meet in the middle, Hugh Freeze and Bronco Mendenhall. And this one has come to a close. A win for Auburn tonight. Tigers 45, New Mexico 19.
Coach, congratulations on the win. What are some things that jumped out at you as you look back in the immediate aftermath of the win tonight?
I thought we were balanced on offense, rushing into the pass, and I thought we were really, really consistent and good in the third quarter. You know, I thought Hank was, for his first start, was really solid and something we can build upon. But that I thought we really were efficient the third quarter. And, well, most of the second half, truthfully, the last drive, we just, you know, we're milking the clock out. But that's the positives. I thought defensively it was not a good performance for us, truthfully. And we got to clean a lot of things up if we're going to stop, you know, better teams that are coming our way very, very soon.
It was a little bit of a bend, but don't break. But you did. You finally got the takeaways you were looking for with a couple of interceptions. What did you see from the defense in terms of at least being opportunistic and taking the ball away?
Well, the takeaways were great to see. We need to see those. But there's so many other times we've got to play the ball better. And we let them out of some second and third and longs because of mistakes we made. And you know, on the other side, we turned it over a couple of times. So we've got to win that turnover battle. But it's good to see them get those for sure, and them to, you know, not, you know, hold field goals or hold them on fourth down was big to do those in those critical moments. But I think we can play better than we played tonight. And that's, you know, I guess that's the frustrating thing to DJ and I.
Let's drill down a little bit on Hank Brown. Four touchdown passes in his first start, 9 consecutive completions there in the second half. What did you see that you liked from him?
He threw some checkdowns, and I thought he was poised in the pocket. And, you know, I just think he played within the system, and, you know, that's what we're asking. You know, our system's a good one, and it's worked for a lot of years, and I think we're good enough around him that we can win those plays. But I thought he was, you know, he made some mistakes too that he'll learn from and get cleaned up, because there's no teacher-like experience.
Jaquez had his 9th 100-yard rushing game for Auburn. What does he bring to your offense?
Well, at running back room, I wish we could get them all more touches. And Jeremiah Cobb gets – I think he's really good and talented also. And So is Damari and obviously Jarquez. That room's really solid, and we can win a lot of football games if we are as balanced as we were able to be tonight.
The crowd had plenty of excuses to check out, but for the most part, they hung in there with you on a rainy night. It rained much of the afternoon. What do you have to say to the Auburn fans?
Just can't, you know, the Auburn fans are incredible. They continue to amaze you in their support for our staff and our players. And they were, I was ready to call off Tiger Walk because I didn't think anybody would be there. And dang, if our fans aren't there, you know, it's just we're very blessed to have great fans.
And lastly, let's look ahead briefly to SEC play starting next week. The Arkansas Razorbacks will be here Saturday afternoon. Big picture preview from what you might be building for.
Yeah, I hadn't watched anything. Obviously, I think they're improved. They look like they're putting up a lot of numbers. You know, all these SEC games are going to be battles. We're young and in the building phase in year two with really just one recruiting class. And these are going to be some battles, and they'll be fun to see kind of how we respond to them.
Not much Saturday night left, but we'll let you enjoy what does remain of it. Congratulations, Coach Hugh Freeze, War Eagle.
Thank you so much, War Eagle.